as a church who has a mission statement and lives by that mission statement. That's its guiding theme. What do you see these as? Does the word values come to mind? Now, what values are, just to remind you, in our personal lives, by the time we're 10 to 13, we have established our values. And most people believe that even if you're 80, you hold true to those initial values that you had when you were somewhere 10, 13. All right? Those are everything, that every decision that you've ever made is based on those values. Does that make sense? See, a church needs values, and so that every decision that the church makes is based on values as well. And that's what these are in regards to what Paul is talking about with this agape love. Love is a list of these things, and love is not a list of these things. These are values. These are how we make our decisions. That's what they are supposed to do. What values do in a church is, like, for instance, whenever people come to the newcomers class, and I share with them what our values are. If we're living out our values, if we're truly making decisions on our values, you know what their comment is? I could have told you that. That's easy. See? That's what those values are. And that's what, just to explain what's going on here. So Paul then goes on to describe the eternal essence of love. One thing we don't want to do is reduce love to being good. The qualities named here are godly realities anchored in the very person of God. A professor at St. Paul had a good friend named Stanley Hauerwas, and he defined Jesus, Stanley did, as eternal love. Eternal love. He said that love came to humanity, capital L. Love came to humanity, and humanity crucified love. You see, God's love extends into our lives and in turn through us into our relationships with others. So what do you think I want you to take home with you today? All right, here we go. Making it easy on you. Love is the ground of all meaning. This agape love is the ground of all meaning. Without God and God's love, we have no meaning. Absolutely. Our lives are empty. 1 Corinthians 13 ought to encourage us to step back from even our most cherished projects so that we can ask ourselves, why am I doing this? Why am I doing this? If we cannot honestly say, I'm doing this for love and in love, then the legitimacy of the whole enterprise must come under serious doubt. Now, I want to remind you again, especially guys, we're not talking about lovey-dovey love. All right? We're talking about a passion to do something, a passion to carry out a task. That's love for guys. I can't speak for women, all right? But that kind of love, that agape love, right? Now, I want to tell you, we're not talking about you go to work one day and you're like, man, do I really want to do this? You know, quite honestly, all of us do that, right? I'm talking about, you know, you're into it, and you look back, and for the last year, you're going, man, I've just had no joy in this job whatsoever. You see, it's not just about church. It's about what you do on an everyday basis as well. It's about your job, you know, in business or academics or politics, etc. But it also has to do with your jobs here at the church, your callings here at the church, your vocation here at the church. All of us are so susceptible to self-deception in such matters that we need others around us to keep us honest, right? You know what? That trusted friend that's painfully honest but really loves you and wants to share with you your life, right? Doesn't have to be your mate. But just someone that says, you know, Eric, that sermon, I'm sorry. I just didn't follow it. They do that just about every week. But no, seriously, you know, just someone that you can, that you trust, that has your best interests at heart. All right? So what are some ways that we can do this? What are some ways that you can find trusted friends here at First Church? Anybody? What are some ways you can experience this agape love here at First Church? Small groups? Can you, like, Sunday school? Okay. Choir? Yes? Circle A. Loops of love. Lunch bunch. Camino. Somewhere, I heard that come from somewhere. Men's club. Okay. All right.